member to form a quorum. It looks like we are five in the platform.
Good morning, Chair. Yes, for now there's five, so it's one more required for quorum.
Okay, thanks. We'll wait for a few minutes.
Chairperson, Mr. Marulong just joined, so that forms six members.
Okay, thanks. Thanks. The meeting is officially open. Let me welcome members of the Standing Committee Finance. Welcome the parliamentary staff support team of SCOF, PBO. Welcome the DG, National Treasury, and the entire team of National Treasury. I'm not sure if the office of the AG is here. If they are here in the platform, they are welcome. And those who are from entities reporting to Treasury, welcome the media and the public at large. Are there apologies, Alan?
No apologies received, Chair.
Okay, there are no apologies. Let's move to item two. Discussion of the report. I take it that members have studied the report, so we'll move right away to the item on the observations and recommendations. And not deal with the the background. Thanks. 8.1, agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed.
This is Dondo. No, I'm not, it's not my committee, but can I request to speak on 8.9, Chair?
Okay, DG.
Thank you. To come and present the report. It's available. We can even make it available now, but the sentence suggests that we never came when we were asked. I don't know if maybe there can be a small nuance to reflect that, but I'm pleading with the committee to reflect just such. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Okay, that background will be corrected. However, our decision is that we'll come to conduct an oversight visit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Early next year. Okay. So, Secretariat, work on that background on
8.9.
8.10.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 8.11.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 8.12.
Chairperson, I had my hand up.
Dr. George, over to you.
Thank you, Chair. After 8.11, I would want to add something about the Government Pensions Administration Agency. You will recall that at the meeting, I raised the issue about complaints, the escalating number of complaints that are coming from members of that fund, specifically widows of members who have passed away, and widowers and people have retired, etc. There seems to be a problem because they're raising it with their MPs. So, and the DG did say that they were looking into that, which is a good thing. So I would like to propose that we would add and possibly make it 8.12 and then shuffle everything down. This is a committee observation. I want to say as follows. The committee notes increasing complaints regarding poor service from the Government Pensions Administration Agency, JAPAR. The committee requires a report on current service levels and steps to be taken to improve performance, because certainly from where I'm sitting, it is getting worse. So that's my proposal there, Chair. Thank you.
Thanks. What was the DG's response before we proceed. DG, how did you respond to this issue from?
No, I concurred with the committee that there are challenges, and I did indicate to the committee that in some cases complaints were directed to us, and then so the in terms of you know, Honorable George's you know, wording, I would go by that. It's fine. I mean, we it's correct. The facts are correct as he articulates them. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, let's attend to it. But let's get the proper facing, Dr. Church. I'm not sure whether the poor service is it the right word to define JIPA.
Hey, person, can I propose that what I could do is maybe type in my comments into the chat, and then that can be, you know, nuanced. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not overly fixated on the words poor service. I mean, I certainly perceive them that way, because when members phone or write to me and say, I've been waiting for 8 months and I've got no reply, the call center never answers anything and I'm starving. I mean, that's a problem. I believe that's poor service. But let me put it into the chat and then we can agree what needs to go in there. But I think the solution, as I mentioned, was that we do need to get a report on the service levels and then obviously steps that need to be taken, because it needs to be fixed. I think that's the key thing. Thanks, Chair. I'll do that now.
Okay, Dr. George, we'll welcome that. 8.12, COVID. What is it called? Omicron. It's going to cause another problem for the economy, this thing. Agreed.
Agreed, Chair.
8.13.
Agreed.
Agreed. 8.14.
Agreed.
8.15.
Agreed, Chair.
IFMS. Is it not repeating? Haven't we dealt with IFMS above? I see the it's repeating on 8.6. I think it's enough.
If I may come in, Chair. Yes, if I may come in on top, it's just general, because we're talking about all these other institutions. But here, because the National Treasury came to the committee to present, we normally do that and do their own observations on National Treasury alone and SARS. If we ever met maybe another institution, like the FIC or the PIC and so on, we normally have their observations as well there. So as you may see that although there are recommendations on top on the issue of the IFMS, but they are mainly directed to the minister. Here we're speaking directly to the DG and what they must do on a quarterly basis to submit reports to the committee on this issue. So it cross-references where we talk about the IFMS in 8.9 above. We normally cross-reference like that.
No, okay. Okay, thanks for the clarity. 8.17.
A creature.
8.18. DG, looking at the devastating impact that this COVID has had since March last year, now Omicron and the younger brothers and sisters who will be coming, these waves, what impact? I know you are not a sanghom or a prophet. Is this not going to have a serious impact on revenue, the projected growth and unemployment in the country?
Certainly, Chair, it will have, but it's also a function of how we respond as a country. I think the first level of response is a welcomed one, where we did not just close everything like we have done previously last year. We are cautiously, and as the president indicated, we are cautiously approaching, pandemic this time around. And then the confirmation here is that we obviously will be looking close in terms of the impact the containment of the virus is what is paramount, and also the vaccination. I think here's an opportunity to get people, more people vaccinated in order to minimize the impact that already, if you look at the tourism sector already, it's affected. And our team, we met yesterday, our team obviously is going to be looking at that, and coming into the budget, obviously in February, is going to be very clear. Now, if we thought we had that small amount that we thought is a welcome number in terms of increases from tax collections, if that was going to be the trend in the next couple of months, certainly for December and parts of January, it's going to be, the impact is going to be there. So I'm particularly worried, especially the tourism sector, but it's something, Chair, that we'll have to look very closely. And obviously, unemployment will be affected. It's going to increase levels. Because currently, if you think about the tourism sector, I was looking at news headlines in Cape Town yesterday. One particular service provider, has been canceling bookings. The Kumbis are packed in the big garage there. Tourists are not coming anymore. So on its own, that will have an impact. If they were temporary people who are employed, it means they won't find opportunities to be employed or to earn an income. So all these sisters that are still going to come, we have to be ready for them and be realistic as to how we actually make our projections. But look, our teams are modeling some of this impact and the challenges. And as we normally do, we'll comment further on this in the February budget. Thank you, Chair.
No, thanks, DJ. I'm equally worried because European countries, and surprisingly, I'm told Rwanda, I don't have facts, have just jumped to block people coming from Southern Africa to visit their countries. So it also means that in return, they will not be visiting our country. And South Africa is not an entity out there on its own. We are part of the geopolitics, part of the global economy. So if we are isolated, it will have a very, very serious, devastating impact. The publicity out there in the world about South Africa in particular and Southern Africa in general is very, very, very negative. And we are going to pay heavy price for all this. So let's look at that when we meet early next year, what impact will this thing cause in the economy. Thanks. 8:19.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 8:20.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. 8:21.
Agreed, Chair.
Let me get it clear. As SARS decided that they are abandoning the track and trace project, is that the position of SARS now?
Yes, Chairperson, if I may come in. The commissioner was asked that question on the 9th of November, was asked by yourself on what was the a position on the implementation of track and trace. But the commissioner responded that no, they have since abandoned implementing track and trace because it had some loopholes. They are now implementing a new strategy. So this is just to say SARS must brief the committee more fully on what is being implemented on the place of track and trace.
Yeah, no, they don't have to be ad hoc because there was a lot of work done about the track and trace project. So if they say they are abandoning it and they are coming up with something new, what is it that is new that is coming up? DG, or is there somebody from SARS here who can talk to 8.2, what is it? The track and trace project, 8:22.
No, Chair, I'm trying to get the commissioner, but his phone is ringing continuously. But I'll keep on trying, but I'm not aware if they are totally abandoning that, but I will speak to him.
Yeah, there's nobody in your team here who deals directly with SARS?
No, not at all.
I have an issue because remember The tobacco industry has raised this issue very seriously, that the illicit trade of tobacco is going up, and there does not seem to be any clear strategy as to how do we keep that. I don't have to repeat what they said. In many hearings, they've raised the issue of illicit trade. And so if there's a new strategy, what is that strategy called? And how are they going to implement it? So let's get the response as soon as possible so that we don't just leave things hanging. 823.
Agreed, Chair.
Then, okay, 24 is just to thank the team that has compiled the report and everybody who have participated. Can somebody move for the adoption of the report, the B-RRR?
I move for the adoption, Chair.
I'm sorry, I just spoke to the commissioner now. I was able to get onto the call. I'm very sorry to do this. In terms of the comment on 8.22, Chair, he's confirming that they've abandoned it as a standalone project. What they are doing, they're looking at it holistically in terms of the whole value chain, so that they relook at the project. So it's a change in strategy. So, but however, elements of the track and trace are as part of the total value chain. So as is, it's correct, you know, that they've abandoned the implementation of track and trace. But maybe, you know, we could confirm, I mean, include there that it will be looked at in terms of the total, you know, value chain, as he correctly says. Thank you, Chair.
Is there a new strategy or a project to deal with illicit tobacco trade?
Yes, there is a new strategy. You know, there is definitely a new strategy that they're working on, and then not deal with it as a standalone project like they did before. It's part of the whole strategy that they are implementing. Yes, Chair.
Okay, you will brief us
when we meet. Are you also going to come and visit us in SARS, Chair?
No, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Can members move for the adoption of the report?
Chair, I move for the adoption of the report.
Honorable Mabiletsa moves. Any second?
Seconded, Chair.
Mkhloni Shwas Kosani seconds. Dr. George.
Thank you, Chair. Please, could you note that the DA reserves its position? Thank you.
Okay, Dr. George, that will be recorded. We're in item four. Thanks very much, honorable members, parliamentary staff again, DG and your team and media and everybody who was in attendance of this meeting. We have come to an end of the meeting. The meeting is adjourned till we meet again this afternoon in the National Assembly plenary.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Pleasure.
This
one, Nebo Chair.
Recording stopped.